You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Google has unveiled its 2023 Ads Safety Report to share the progress made by the company in enforcing its advertiser and publisher policies to ensure accountability for maintaining a healthy ad-supported internet. The key trend in 2023 was the impact of generative AI. The new technology introduced significant and exciting changes to the digital advertising industry, from performance optimization to image editing. Of course, generative AI also presents new challenges. We take these challenges seriously and will outline the work we are doing to address them head-on. Generative AI present a unique opportunity to improve our enforcement efforts significantly. Our teams are embracing this transformative technology, specifically large language models, the report quoted. Moving on, IndiGo's stock price surged by over 1% on Thursday, reaching a 52-week high, driven by a target price upgrade from foreign brokerage firm UBS. Domestic brokerage firm Prabhudas Lilladher also maintained a buy rating on IndiGo. The shares of IndiGo rallied by 9.19% in the last 5 days, reaching a new peak of ₹3,573.80 per share on the NSE. UBS reiterated its optimistic outlook on IndiGo, citing the robust growth prospects of the Indian aviation sector, increasing market share in international travel, and efficient cost structure. Maintaining a buy rating on IndiGo shares, UBS revised its 12-month target price to ₹4,000 per share from ₹3,900 previously, indicating over 21% uptick from Friday's closing price. Up next, UNICEF India, along with the Indian Institute of Technology IIT Bombay and the International Institute of Health Management Research IIHMR Delhi, has launched a new digital health course aimed at bridging the technology knowledge gaps in the healthcare sector. The comprehensive 10-week online course aims to address the growing demand for digital health education by disseminating knowledge and training among healthcare professionals, starting from 17th April 2024. The Digital Health Enterprise Planning is designed to equip healthcare professionals, policymakers, IT professionals, and others involved in healthcare technology with skills to support the sector's digital transformation. The online health program includes 9 modules and encompasses a plethora of topics crucial to digital health implementation. In other news, the Ministry of Home Affairs on Tuesday extended the Armed Forces Act 1958 in 3 districts and the areas falling under the jurisdictions of 3 police stations in another district of Arunachal Pradesh for 6 months with effect from April 1st. The districts of the northeastern state are Tirap, Changlang and Longding. A notification by the MHA read, "The central government, in exercise of the powers conferred by Section 3 of the Armed Forces Act 1958, had declared the Tirap, Changlang and Longding districts in Arunachal Pradesh and the areas falling within the jurisdiction of Namsai, Mahadevpur and Chaukham police stations in Namsai district of Arunachal Pradesh, bordering the state of Assam, as disturbed area." Meanwhile, Kotak Mahindra Bank on Thursday said it has acquired NBFC Sonata Finance Private Limited for ₹537 crore. Sonata is operating in 10 states through 549 branches and has an asset under management AUM of approximately ₹2,620 crore as of December 31, 2023. The bank has today acquired 100% of the issued and paid up capital of Sonata Finance Private Limited, a non-banking finance company, a microfinance institution registered with the RBI, for a total consideration of approximately ₹537 crore. Kotak Bank said in a regulatory filing, "With this acquisition, Sonata has become a wholly owned subsidiary of Kotak Bank. Shares of Kotak Bank were trading at ₹1,789.35, up 0.77% on the BSE. Moving ahead, Renault and Nissan recently conducted a joint annual conference for FY 2023-24. The French and Japanese car makers have announced their new product onslaught for the Indian market. Both brands have lost significant market share in the last few years, with their portfolios trickling down to a handful of models. As we all know, Renault has already announced the return of Duster to India. The third-gen Duster is expected for a market launch around Diwali 2025. Now, the French car maker has confirmed that a 7-seater SUV based on the Duster will also be brought to India. A test mule of the same was recently spotted doing trial runs in foreign soil. Lastly, the State Bank of India has revised the annual maintenance charges for different categories of SBI debit cards, including Classic, Silver, Global and Contactless. That will take effect on April 1st. As per the official website, there will be a revision in the current annual maintenance fee starting next month. The annual maintenance fees for various SBI card categories, including Yuva, Gold, Combo and Platinum debit cards, have been increased by ₹75. The public lender will also alter the fees associated with issuing and replacing debit cards. Starting from April 1st, there have been a number of adjustments made to specific credit cards, which include suspension of certain credit cards from being able to accrue reward points. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.